Our Lord tells us in the Gospel today that he wants us to be joyful, to have joy in him, and that our joy might be complete, our joy complete in Jesus. And how? By loving our Lord, by living in his love, as Jesus lives in the love of his Father. And we will live in his love by keeping his commandments, as Jesus too says he kept his Father's commandments. And in that way, we remain in his love. So as we keep his commandments as perfectly as possible, that joy remains in our hearts, a deep, profound, lasting, irremovable, really, and that joy that can always stay in our hearts just by obeying our Lord. And so, as St. Francis said, we should always be joyful in the Lord. Only the devil and his followers should be sad, but we should always rejoice in the Lord. And that's a virtue too. We should always keep our heart and mind on the love of God, how much God loves us infinitely, and how we can never lose his love if we don't want to, and we adhere to his commandments. And so that we have to cultivate that spirit of joy, that virtue of cheerfulness that we should practice. We look at Mother Teresa. She would always say to her sisters that if they weren't cheerful, that they were always holding something back. They're always holding something back, something lacking in charity if we are not joyful. She said we should always, told all her sisters to always smile. And if they see anybody, any of the sisters not smiling, to make them smile. Saint Therese too, the Child Jesus, would always try to be joyful even before Jesus. She would try to hide her pains and her sacrifices that she would make, always trying to have that face of joy even before God, as if she could hide her pains and sacrifices from him. So we should practice this spirit of joy, which is easy, looking at the face of the love of God, which is infinite and always held out to us. Look at the cross and see the love of God there, and always have that, hold on to that joy, and to cultivate it and to give it to our brothers and sisters.
Fructum ventris tuum.